Pasha's Fuera, you know, starts off that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paroi. Veidaba Hashem el Moshe v'la'aroin v'yitzaveim el b'nei Yisroel. And he commanded Moshe and Aaron about b'nei Yisroel v'l Paroi melech Mitzroyim l'hoitzi es b'nei Yisroel me Mitzroyim. And Mefarshim ask, what does these words mean? V'yitzaveim el b'nei Yisroel, and he commanded them, he commanded Moshe and Aaron about b'nei Yisroel and about Paroi. What does this mean? Rabbi Shem already told Moshe Rabbeinu in Midian to go back to Mitzrayim and to take out the Eden. Comes on the Sfarnoi, and the Sfarnoi gives us a very original translation and explanation of the word Vayetzaveim. We always understand the word Vayetzaveim means to command. However, says the Sfarnoi, we find many places where it doesn't mean that. For example, in Parshas Pinchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to take Yehoshia ben Nun and to make him as his mamala mukim, as his successor, says in the Torah, "V'hamadata oisoi lifnei Elozar hakoyin." You should make Pinchas stand in front of Elozar hakoyin, lifnei kol ha'eda, in front of all of Kal Yisrael, v'tzivisoi oisoi le'einayim. So what does this mean, v'tzivisoi oisoi lifnayim? Says the Sfarnoi, but Savisa doesn't mean you should command him, rather it means you should appoint him. You should appoint Pinchas as the new leader of Klal Yisrael. And he brings a pusik in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Chof Hei, where it says there, v'tzivcha lenoged, you've been appointed to this position. Tzivui doesn't always mean to be commanded. So it says the Sfarnoi, that similarly here, when it said V'edaba Hashem el Moshe v'lan v'yitzavim el b'nei Yisroel, it doesn't mean he commanded them. He had already commanded them. Rather, v'yitzavim el b'nei Yisroel v'parmech Yisroel means that Rabbi Hashem appointed Moshe and Aaron, that they are, this is their job. This is what they are going to do. They are the ones who are going to take out b'nei Yisroel from Eretz Mitzrayim. Now comes Rabbi Shimshon Rafal Hish, and with this Yisod, he explains a new understanding. Every single day we make bruchos. Asher kiddushuni b'mitzvoisav v'tzivuni. How do we translate these bruchos which we make every single day, whether it should be tzivuni al tesidoye, b'tzivuni lasik b'divrei Torah, whatever it should be, all the bruchos that we make the whole year round. So we always know b'tzivuni, and the Rebbe Shem has commanded us. But if that's a translation, l'chayra, the word b'mitzvoisov means already with his commandments. Asher kiddushuni b'mitzvoisov, the Rebbe Shem has commanded us b'mitzvoisov with his commandments. V'tzivuni, so it's a double lushan. B'mitzvoisov with his commandments. V'tzivuni has commanded us. So it says Reb Shimshon Rafal Hish that we see v'tzivuni doesn't only mean a commandment. But tzivuni means that you have been appointed. A yid gets up in the morning and he makes a brucha. Borech atu Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushuni, you've sanctified us, b'mitzvoisa with your commandments. V'tzivuni, and this is what you have appointed us to do. This is our tafkid. This is our tachlis. V'tzivuni, you've given us a tachlis in this world. Lasik b'divrei Torah, or whichever mitzvah we're speaking about, this is my tafkid. This is what I am supposed to be doing. And this is said of Shimshon Rafal Hish, what we learn out from here, that tzivuni means to be appointed. Sometimes, you know, a person feels that he can't cope, he can't manage, it's too difficult for him. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hei b'nei Yisroel lo shumi alai, I can't do it. It's too difficult. I don't have the ability to do it. So what was the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question? I know you feel you can't do it. I have appointed you. And if I have appointed you, you are going on my shlichus. I will give you the ability. I will give you the resources. A melech doesn't appoint somebody to a job if he knows he is not capable of doing what he should be doing. If the melech has appointed somebody, the melech will ensure, he will empower that you should be able to carry out whatever shlichus, whatever job the melech has asked you to do. So says Rabbi Yishalom, I appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu, you feel you are an aral sofasayim. Aba vayetzavim el b'nei Yisroel, I am empowering you. I will make it possible for you to carry out my shlichus. We know we have an important person who comes, a shliach from the king, from a president, from a prime minister. Although this person might be a simple person, but if we know he's an official shliach from the king, suddenly all doors are open for him, because we know who is the mashaleach, who's the one who sent him. So when a yid gets up in the morning, he has to remember, Asher boruch atu Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshuni b'mitzvos v'tzivuni. Boshem, you've placed me in this position, but at the same time, Vitzivuni, you are empowering me to carry out whatever mitzvah you want me to do. So I'm not by myself. It's Ribbono Shel Olam who's backing us, who will be helping us along the way. A yid should never feel that he's chas v'shulam not capable. The Pusik tells us further, a double lushan. Once it says, he Moshe v'Aaron, and then it says, he Aaron and Moshe. And Rashi asks, why once does it say Moshe Rabbeinu's name before Aaron, and the second time it says Aaron Akoyin's name before Moshe Rabbeinu's name? And says Rashi, a famous Rashi, Melamed Sheshekilim Heim. This tells us that Moshe and Aaron were equal. And all the Mephoshim have a very difficult time understanding this Rashi, because we know, l'chaira, that they weren't equal. The Pusik tells us at the end of Azoyus HaBrucha, V'loi kam Novi b'Yisrul kam Moshe. There was never ever another person, another Novi in Klal Yisrael, who was on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the Udoin HaNeviim, the greatest, the master of all other Neviim. So how can it be that here we are told, he Moshe v'Aaron, he Aaron Moshe, melamed sheshkilim heim, that they're on the same level, they're equal. Od gezukt Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Durash Moshe, a gewaltige Wort. Avada Moshe Rabbeinu was much greater than Aaron HaKohen. Aber kiven de Aaron usse kol yomav b'shleimus, rutzen Hashem yizborach. Because Aaron HaKohen did his best his entire life, Shahoy Efshalo Lasos, what he was capable of doing, he shukal kamoisha. He is considered as if he's equal to Moshe. Af Shemoisha Hoya Gudel. Although really, in reality, Moshe Rabbeinu was far greater than Aaron HaKohen. Mikal Mukoim, nevertheless, Kivin Shishneim Usi Mashin its Tavi, because both of them did what they were commanded, according to the best of their abilities, heim shovim b'male. They are regarded as if they were equal. Says Rav Moshe, a gewaltige Wort, a gewaltige Chizuk. Moshe Rabbeinu was far, far greater than Aaron HaKohen. He was on a much higher level than Aaron HaKohen. So what does it mean? He, Aaron and Moshe, melam sheshkinah, we equal? Because Aaron HaKohen carried out his shlichus to the full maximum that he was capable of doing. He did his best, he did his hardest, and he got to the highest point that he was able to get to, although that was nowhere near the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was high, far higher. So therefore we are told, melamed sheshkilim, they are equal. Because Ribbono Shel Olam isn't here to come along and judge a person according to the results. The Boishim judges a person according to, did you achieve, did you try your hardest? If you tried your best, so therefore that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of you. Although your best is far lower than somebody else's, that doesn't make a difference. If you've done your hardest, you've tried your best, You have achieved your maximum by the Rabbi Nishloilem, that is 100%. So although Aaron HaKohen was not on that level of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah classifies him, Melamed Sheshkilim, he Aaron in Moshe. And today we know, unfortunately, many people compare themselves to others. They say, why am I not like this other person? They got 100% and I only got 90, only got 80, only got 70. This person managed and I didn't manage, so I'm a failure. Because look, they did and I didn't. And that's a big, big mistake. If you've tried your best and you've got only 60%, and somebody else got 95%, but they could have got 100, so you scored higher than they did. Because your 60% of trying your best is greater and is a bigger achievement than somebody else who got 95 and could really have got 100. So you try your best, Malamud Shashkilim. I once heard, about 7 years ago, Finarava Tzadik, Aguna Tzadik, Rafal Zeicha Tzadik, Levrucha, we spoke here in Manchester, was a Divrei, his Oiris, Ramatzio Salomon Shlita was here, and all the Rabbunim, and they made a Kinnis, his Oiris for the town, and Rafalk was the main speaker. And he said over a story at the time, and it made a deep impression on me. And he said over a story as from the Chazon Ish and the Koyma Mias Rav. The Rav of Koyma Mias, 50, 60 years ago, his name was Rabbi Yomin Mendelssohn. He was a big, big Talmud Chochem and a big tzaddik. And we know Koyma Mias, the Kibbutz Koyma Mias was the first place in Eretz Yisrael to properly keep all the halachos of Shemitah. And there were many stories how every time Shemitah, there were mamish, they saw open nisim. And the next door kibbutz, which was next door to Koyma Mias, was a totally, totally non-from kibbutz. Didn't keep anything, didn't even keep Shabbos. And they began to hear that next door them, there's a big tzaddik, this Rav, Rabbi Yomim Mendelssohn, and they heard stories about Shemitah. So they decided one day to invite him to come, and they asked him, would the Rav please come to them and like to give them some drusha, a drusha about whatever it should be, Yiddishkeit, whatever, I don't know, a drusha. And he, this Rav Mendelssohn, didn't want to go. He knew that these Yidden here were so far removed from Yiddishkeit, didn't keep nothing. Machalas Shabbos, never ever daven, never put on tefillin. Mamish Nebuch, very far removed. And they were just inviting him, not because they were really interested in learning about Yiddishkeit. They just heard that he's a famous personality and people talking about him. So they, next door neighbors of the Nishkapas, so they decided, you know what, they might as well show some type of recognition. And therefore they'd invited him. That's what he felt. That's why they had invited him. So he said, I'm sorry, I don't speak, I'm not a public speaker, and he didn't want to go. They sent him another invitation, another and another, and he refused to go. And eventually they sent him a shlacha and said, why don't you want to come? We're just down the road. We want to listen to what you've got to say. So in order to get out of it, he said to them, I don't speak to mixed audience. You know, I only speak when there's a machitza, men on one side and women on the other side. They said, oh, if that's a problem, no problem. We'll put a machitza, we'll make sure. There'll be men on one side, it's a chiddush, people not shomer Shabbos, they're going to put machitza, but if that's what your demands are, we'll do it. Now already was a bit uncomfortable for him. They already said, you know, willing. He said, I'll let you know, I'll think about it. So he went to the Chazon Ish, and he told the Chazon Ish, he said, it's very uncomfortable. They're even willing to put mechitza. On the other hand, I don't feel these people are genuinely really interested in anything. So what should I go for? I don't feel comfortable. So the Chazon Ish told him, you should go. Go and speak to them. But I'm telling you already now that your words are going to make absolutely no impression. Whatever you're going to say, they'll listen to you politely. It's not going to make any impression on them whatsoever. So why then am I telling you to go? So said the Chazon Ish, for that 1 hour that you are speaking to them, these Yidden, they were not going to be over any aveiros. They won't be eating treifa food. They won't be over any issa of Lashon Hara. They're not going to be speaking. They're not going to be over any issa. Some of them are married to people they're forbidden to marry. They're not going to be issa any aroyas. They're going to be sitting there for one solid hour. And even if for that alone, that's worthwhile, you going there, that you've been matzalem for 1 hour. And Rav Falk said, I take out of this a moedika lesson. Lots of times people, unfortunately, they have this misconception, it's all or nothing. If I am not able to do what I should be doing, if I'm not capable of getting to where I should be getting, so what's the point? Why bother even trying? And that's the Yetzer Hara who tells us it's all or nothing. And the Chazon Ish saw that this is wrong. These Yidden Hatakeh not keeping Shabbos, they're not keeping Kashrus, they're not keeping Torah Mitzvahs. But if you can come along and for 1 hour, you have made that for this 1 hour, they didn't do any Averos, that in itself is a Moedika achievement. And that's what he said when we speak about difficult concepts. He was speaking about Tznius at the time and all other related issues, which we know we struggle with in the Yetzer Hara. He says it's not an all or nothing. A person has to try and try and try. And slowly but surely, a person tries. Habo letahe mesayin oisui. So this is what we learn out. He an Moshe melamed sheshkilim. An HaKoyen tried his hardest, tried his best. He is considered equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk tells us the reason why the Yidden didn't want to go out was mikoytzer riach imei avoido kosher. It was because of the hard work. And as all the Mephoshim, that's why they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just the opposite. If the work was so hard, so and someone comes and tells you that I'm going to try and get you set free, so of course you want to listen to him. So what does it mean they didn't listen to him? Because of the hard work. That's why they didn't want to listen to him. Very difficult to understand. So the Mechilta tells us that the koitzeriach doesn't refer to just shortage of breath from hard work. The word koitzeriach rather means a ruchnistika thing. We know a person has a neshoma, he has a nefesh, he has a riach, different parts of the neshoma. Koitzeriach, lushen fin kitzer, they had unfortunately a kitzer, there was a very short amount of neshoma in them. You know why? Because we know the Yidden were memtes shari timah. Haluli oivda avoyda zura v'haluli. Because they were under the effects of the avoyda zura, therefore they were not receptive, even though there was the avoyda kosher. It was difficult for them to come along, says the Mechilta, and think about, I'm going to come and start keeping Torah mitzvahs. Yeah, I want to be free. Everybody wants to be free. But I hear it's not so easy. We're going to have to go and mekabel the Torah and the mitzvahs. And that's why, says the Sefer Bei Yosef, that's why the Parshas tells of Yadav Elokim and Moshe V'yayim Elav Ani Hashem. That's why he's selling them. Ani Hashem, I'm taking you out. But you got to stop being Oivda Avoyda Zora. The Yidden didn't listen. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what's going to be. The Yidden not going to listen. So the Rebbein Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm commanding you to go to Melech Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paroi. And the Rebbein Shem tells him, what should you do? Says Rebbein Shloilem, take your stick. When the Paro is going to say, show me a sign that you can do miracles. Take your stick. Throw it in front of Paro. And it will turn into a snake. Sadra Maya Shapira, the Lublin Arov, a Gavaldi Gavot. The Yidden weren't interested in leaving Mitzrayim. They didn't want to leave behind the Egyptian culture, which they got used to. Of course, they wanted to be free. Of course, they didn't want to be slaves. But they were happy to stay in Mitzrayim, like we see, unfortunately, how they rebelled. They just wanted to be free. Comes along Moshe, and he goes to Aaron, to Paro, and he says, Paro, the Yidden want to leave Mitzrayim. They want to be Mekabel the Torah. Says Paro to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, I see you don't know who you're dealing with. Obviously, you don't know your Yidelach. They're not interested in leaving Mitzrayim. They're not interested in Kabbalah or Torah. Look what they're up to. They're mem to Shari Timur. Look how they're behaving. Look at all the Avodah Zarahs that they have in their houses. You got the wrong address, Moshe Rabbeinu. You obviously don't know who your customers are. That's what Paro is going to turn around and say to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he's asking Hashem. Hey, B'nai Yisrael, show me like they don't listen to me. They want to stay in Mitzrayim. They want to be slaves, but they want to stay here. They want to carry on the Egyptian culture. So how can I convince Paro that the Yidden are not happy, that they want to leave and get the Torah? So it says Rabbeinu Shloim to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaches Matcho, and Ebenezer says this is the mat of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mat Elohim, which has all the names of Hashem written on the mat Elohim. Kaches Matcho, Hashlich Lifnei Paroi. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, throw your stick, the mat Elohim, in front of Paroi, and see what's going to happen to that stick. Ilas Sanin. We know Sanin, the Nochosh is the symbol of the Sultan of the Yetzer Hara. This Dovah Kodosh, this Heilige Matah Elohim, if you just put it, place it in front of Paroi, even this Matah Elohim will turn into a Nochosh. So said Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi, yes Paroi, you're right, unfortunately the Yidden have sunk to Memtes Shari Timur. Yes, you're right, unfortunately the Yidden many of them are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But why? Who is to blame? You know, you are the one to blame, because even a Matah Elohim in your presence turns into a Nochosh. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoyz Beznovoi, when he chapped on the stick, just by the snake, just by its tail, the end of it, just had to touch it, straight away, it came back into a Matah Elohim. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, Paroi. They don't want to go out. They're happy here with Egyptian culture because they're under your bad influence. But the second I will remove them from Mitzrayim, then they will come back to themselves. And then they will be true Emes Yidden. And that as well is a Moedike limit. Lots of times people feel, I'm happy with the way I am. I'm happy with this culture around me. I feel part of it. I don't need to change. I don't want to change. And this is unfortunately because we are in Gulis. And when we are in Gulis, and when we are surrounded, unfortunately, by all bad hashpuas from the Goshe Seviva around us, it leaves an impression on each and every one of us. The Medrash tells us a mushal about Rabbi Kiva, the Asura Riga Malchus, tells us a Medrash about a mushal with a fox who saw fishermen trying to hunt fish. So the fox, the sly fox, said to the fish, can't you see you're in danger? There's a fisherman with a net. Why don't you just jump out of the water and come to me here on dry land? You'll be safe from the fishermen. And the fish said to him, you fool that you are. This is where we live. We can't survive. This is where we have to be. Yes, there are dangers, but this is where we are. We can't survive on dry land. So this, said Rabbi Kiva, is the mushal of the Torah. The Torah is kihem chayeni. Yes, there are dangers around, but we have to make sure to insulate ourselves, to be careful not to be affected from all these different hashpuras. And sometimes when a person thinks, I'm happy as it is, yeah, it's not shlisht azoi gefährlich. That's because, unfortunately, because the Seviva makes an impression. But when a person would remove himself from that, later on he'll look back and he'll say, I didn't realize at the time I was in it. Didn't realize I've moved myself away from it. Now I realize this is the emissa Yiddish Seviva. And this is an important lesson we have to make for ourselves. And this is where, Baruch Hashem, all of you here, an emissa Yiddish Seviva, which is a protection and a barrier, a wall around you from all the bad things which go on in the world outside. We find actually another similar vort is written by Makasdam. By Makasdam, Moshe Rabbeinu went out to the Nile. And Paroi was there bathing himself in the Nile. And he told and he warned Paroi, there's going to come a terrible Makkah. And all the water in Mitzrayim is going to turn into blood. And Paroi had already seen that you can't play around with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's capable of making big, big nisim. So tells us the Torah that after Paroi was warned, state in the Pusik, Vayifem Paroi, he turned away, Vayuvoy El Beisoy, he went back home, Veloy Shos Liboy Gam Lazois. And he took no notice, was water off his back, as they say, took no notice. There's a sefer called Sifsei Tzadik from Reb Pinchas Menachem from Pilz. He was an einikel of the Chedisha Arim, who asks, what's written in this pusik? The Torah has to be marich and tell us, Vayifem Paroi, he turned aside, Vayuvoy El Beisoy, he went back home, Veloy Shos Libo Legam Lazois. What's licked in this pusik? And he said a gewaltige Wort, and Reb Chaim Kaufman used to say this over regularly. He said, the Emma says, when Moshe Rabbeinu warned Paroi, he knew the game was up. He knew you can't play around with Moshe Rabbeinu. And if he's warned him that he's going to come and mak his dam, and all the water is going to turn into blood, the game is over. So how come? How come he took no notice? So says the Sifsei Tzadik, the emissary's Paroi was sittering in his hoizen. He was scared, and there and then he made up his mind he's going to listen. Tells us the Torah what happened was, Vayifem Paroi Vayuvoy El Beisoy, Azoivi Paroi is a hangikim, and he came back to his beautiful palace with all his ministers, with all his guards, and all his soldiers, and he sat on his royal throne. Suddenly he came to his senses. He said, Paroi, you've forgotten who you are. You're Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. You're not going to let this Jew push you around and dictate to you and boss you around. Ah, no, 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 I'm in charge. He's not in charge. V'loi shos liboy gam lazois. This his oiris, which he had had, hearing face to face from Moshe Rabbeinu, it all evaporated and vanished when he opened the door of his palace and sat on his royal throne. And Reb Chaim Kaufman used to say this over, and he would say, unfortunately, many times, we find ourselves in the same position. We hear a shir, we hear divrei his oiris, we read something, we see something, we have a big his oiris, and there and then we make a decision that we can't carry on the same. I've got to turn over a new leaf. I've got to try harder. I've got to try better. But what happens is, unfortunately, Vayuvoy El Beisoy, V'loy Shos Libo Gam Lazois, you come home and suddenly you remember, oh, I wanted to listen to this CD, do this thing, that thing, all the innocent things that you're doing, and nothing wrong with them. But suddenly, the hisoiris which you had, instead of translating it into something tangible, making a kabula, deciding what am I going to do with it, it just evaporates and we go back to square one. So this is a person who has a hisoiris, he has to take it to heart and realize, this is a hisoiris which I can learn from. I've got to do something with it. And then through that, he zoicha. And that was where Paroi went wrong. And we find actually, at the end of the Pasha, by Pasha's Burod, by Makas Burod, there we're told a very interesting solution. Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paroi, there's coming a Makas Burod. Is going to destroy everything which is left outside. Any animals, any property, any possessions which is left outside is going to be totally destroyed. Tells us the Torah, Hayurei es devar Hashem. The one who was scared, who had moira fin the Rabbi Nishloilam, ma'avdei paroi, he took all his property, all his animals inside. Now you would expect the Torah would carry on, said, and the one who didn't fear Hashem left them outside. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, Va'asher loy som liboy el devar Hashem. The one who didn't take to heart the devar Hashem, Va'yazo v'savudov v'smiknehi basuda. He left all his possessions in the field. So the Torah tells us, the Yuris v'Hashem brought in his possessions. Vashaloi somli, by the one who didn't take to heart that Vashem left them out. Said the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, I learn out from this pusik an important vital rule. What is the opposite of Yirei Shamayim? We know everybody's got to strive, every Yid's got to strive to become a Yirei Shamayim. So what do you need to do to become a Yirei Shamayim? And what's the opposite of lacking Yirei Shamayim? So tells us the Torah, there's the Yirei as Hashem took in their possessions. Don't say the one who didn't fear Hashem. V'asher lo yishom liboy. Somebody didn't take it to heart. He heard the warning. Moshe, don't frighten me. I don't get so easily put off. I don't get so easily scared. Ashaloi som liboy. He didn't take it to heart. And somebody who takes things to heart, this is somebody who becomes a Yirei Shamayim. You take to heart. I said something. So listen to what I'm saying. Take it to heart. And we know, we see throughout Chazal, and seek him. So many times we see the stress is always on the heart. La'ovdoi b'chol levavchem. We have to serve Hashem b'chol levavchem. What is referred to? Say Chazal, Eizet avoid shebelev zi tefillah. We learn out, the Gemara tells us, we learn it out from Chana. Shteit b'chana v'hi medaberes al libo. Mikan lemispal tzurch shiechaven es liboi. We see kavuna refers to, and the Sfasemis explains this, kavuna doesn't mean just merely using your head, using your intellect. Everybody knows in the head what's right and what's wrong. But when we speak about kavuna, writes the Sfasemis, kavuna refers to lev, putting your heart to it, taking it to heart. This is avoida shebelev. Writes the Sefer Tiferes Shmuel, it's from the Alexander Rebbe before the Second World War. We know the Torah finishes with the words Le'enei Kol Yisrael and starts with the words Bereishis, Bor Elokim, Shemayim Ve'Orets. So all this form of speak about the connection between the end of Zos HaBruch and Bereishis is Lev. Lamed of Yisrael and base of Bereishis, Lev. So says the Tiferes Shmuel, the same Yisod, the Ikel, what is connects us to the Torah is the lev. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamid elvad shechavon liboy le'oviv shebashamayim. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, again, the same yisod like we mentioned before. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a lot or it's a little. If you try your hardest, elvad shechavon liboy, you have the lev. That's what the Rabbi Nishalim wants. And somebody who gives his lev, that's the simon of a Yirei Shamayim. And adds on the Tiferes Shmuel, he says, this is the pshat in the Aremes in the Pusik, that David HaMelech says in the David HaShem, Oiri, Im tachne lai machne lo yiro libi. That if a person is approached by enemies, he's surrounded by enemies, doesn't mean just physical enemies, spiritual enemies, lo yira libi, as long as my lave is in the right place, it doesn't matter. So even if they affect me, and even if I'm not capable of doing what I want to be able to do, and they stop me, but in my heart, I have got the right machshuvas. Im tachna lai machna, lo yira libi, im tokim alai melchuma, bezois ani voiteach. I put my trust in the Rabbi Nishloilem. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by Hashem. Paro was going to say to Moshe, the Yidden don't want to go out, they're not interested. Take your stick and throw a hashach nipali yisanin and show them you're right, Paro. They don't want to go out because you're to blame. Oh, but in their hearts, they want to be Ovdei Hashem. And if in their hearts they want to be Ovdei Hashem, so then the Rabbein Shalom will help them. As long as Yid has got the right machshove, he's got the right hashkofa in his heart, then you'll see he'll be matzliach. He ane Moshe melamed sheshkilim heim. This is what we learn out from here. If a person tries his hardest, he sets his heart on it, even if his head is not capable. I don't have such a good IQ. I'm not so brainy. I'm not so intellectual. But my heart is in the right place. That's what the ik is by the Rabbi Nishloilem. And that's what we learn out from this week's Parsha.